Welcome, welcome. Episode 8, Wine Guys, guys.
Math
it is
hard.
Friday, Cinco de Mayo, when you're listening. It's currently Wine Wednesday here at our place. What's up, dudes? What's going on?
What's up?
Who are you?
It's Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
I'm here.
Do you guys
drinking some wine?
Do you guys ever notice that when I introduce you, you pause for like 3 seconds before either one of you say anything?
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to say something. He's probably waiting for me to say something.
Okay. Maybe by episode 10, we're going to get this down, but
never
have that pause.
Yeah, it's Benny D here.
And we're also joined by a fourth tonight. We've got a guest on the pod. He's the front man for a little blog you might know as Big Time Blog. Corey Nelson, what's up, dude?
Not much. BigTimeBlog.org. Check us out.
We're just going right into the shout. Immediately pitching.
If you guys have been following my Snapchat, you know, I'm doing a viral marketing thing, so I'm just trying to put it out there.
Hey, no shame.
And by viral, he just, every normal Snapchat he has, he just puts Big Time Blog as his caption.
Yeah. Well, it's important. It's important to get, it's important to self-promote yourself. Self-promotion's big. It's great radio, guys. Okay, let's dive into the first thing. What are we drinking tonight? Who bought it? Who brought this?
Oh, I brought this. It's 19 Crimes. Cab Sav.
Ooh, Cab Savvy.
2015.
Grape vintage.
What does that mean? Oh, I thought you said grape vintage, not grape vintage.
It's from Australia as well.
We're going Aussie on him 2 weeks in a row. I would just like to say this is bad radio, but you can Google it. This label makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Just a guy's mugshot, it looks like. Probably a criminal.
Just creepy.
Well, from like an old Western, maybe?
You know, Australia was founded by the Britons sending all their criminals there. So that's probably an Australian criminal.
Maybe they did it 19 times because that's the name of the wine.
No, it's more
that's
than 19 times.
Crimes, not times.
Oh, I know, but that's how many crimes were there? 19. How many
that's
times
it?
Did it happen? 19.
That's it.
It rhymes with wine.
Yeah. So it's a Cab Sav. I've only had a little sippy sip. I don't know. Is it dry? I say it's dry every week, but
this is not dry at all.
Really? This feels, I feel like I might be on something here. I feel like this one's a little dry.
Yeah. Cab Savs are always dry.
Always?
Most of the time. Yeah. This is a little fruitier for a Cab Sav.
That's quite
the
sweeping generalization.
Well, it's a type, it's literally a type of wine. They all pretty much taste the same.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They all have similar note.
How do you know this? Have you been studying?
Yeah, I do research now.
He hangs out with LeBron James.
Okay. That can take us right into, that's a perfect segue, right into the big topic of the week. News broke. First game? Game one of the second round? Cavs versus the Raptors. If you haven't seen the clip, LeBron James gets fouled and walks over and takes a beer out of the beer girl's hand and pretends to drink it, puts it back down. And then post game, when he's asked about it, he says, "No, I didn't take a sip, but maybe if it was a glass of wine, I'm more of a wine guy." It's a bit of a hot button issue around this table. There are some people with strong opinions about LeBron James. I'm gonna throw it out there. What did you guys think about it? What do you think about LeBron claiming to be a wine guy?
He should have been fined for taking that beer. I don't like him.
I'd have to say that if he is a wine guy, he probably drinks Chardonnay. So
burn.
I saw that the beer company was chirping him on Twitter, and then he got pissed and they had to delete their tweets because he didn't like it. So the beer company was roasting him for not drinking the beer. And I think wine companies should come out there and say that they don't want him either. You should just be shunned from all alcohol.
I want to say that it's not a good look for wine guys if LeBron's on our side because he's the softest player in the NBA. I said it.
He's like Gonzaga.
He is soft. Just like Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
Charmin soft.
He's Charmin soft. It's not, it's personally, if I don't take offense to it because we're wine guys, If I was a wine guy, I'd be livid. I'd be out there in the streets, and I would just be pounding my fist saying, he is not one of us. He doesn't get to decide if he's a wine guy. I mean, he just jumps from being a basketball player. Guy's so cocky, he thinks he can just become a wine guy just out of nowhere. What is
maybe
this?
Maybe he doesn't know about being a wine guy's guy.
Clearly.
He forgot the extra guy part.
It's because he's cocky, and I hate him. So.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he actually does drink wine. Does he drink?
Hey, LeBron, if you're listening, you can come on the podcast and try to defend yourself.
Yeah, come on the pod, defend yourself.
I'd have to say that he probably drinks one glass a month, maybe, you know.
That's what I was thinking, too. Just to say.
Tell people that he drinks.
Yeah.
His wife probably loves it. So, Amari Stoudemire, he's a basketball player for people who don't know. He used to take baths in red wine.
In wine?
Yeah, because apparently it was good for his muscles or something like that. So
When you're that rich, you might as well.
So that maybe we need to do that one time is we'll just go bathe in some red wine.
Okay, but we should do it with boxed wine.
Well, no, what else is really weird?
We can't do it with normal. Maybe Carlo Rossi. I bet we could do it with like 5 or 6 gallons of Carlo Rossi. I don't know. How much is a bathtub? How many gallons is a bathtub?
Too expensive for us.
A lot of gallons.
Is it?
You want to know who else does weird shit? Athletes doing weird shit.
Okay.
Moises Alou. You know who that is? He's a baseball player.
Okay. I don't follow baseball.
He is retired now. He used to piss on his hands.
What?
It would make his skin stronger. And it makes his hands
tighter.
He
also didn't use batting gloves because he pissed on his hands. He said it was better.
Yep. So just athletes doing weird things.
Have you ever gotten piss on you before? I mean, it's kind of sticky, so stick it on your hands.
It's like pine tar.
Exactly. It's kind of cheating.
Like George Brett.
Hey, if that's cheating, let him do it, man. Go for it. That's dedication.
Piss on your hands and go ahead.
You want to piss on your hands? Hey, do it. Then you're going to, I mean, hey, good on you. Okay. Moving on. Weekend recap. What did we do this weekend? What'd you guys get into? Ben, what'd you get into?
Let's see. I got to think about this.
All right, while I
crushed a lot of Netflix. I was a big Netflix guy this weekend. So I watched some show called 13 Reasons. It's very depressing, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. So yeah, Paul and Claire went on a date, and I third wheeled that date, and that was pretty interesting. Drank some wine, nice white wine that probably was about $5 at the store, $40 at the restaurant. So,
okay,
big ups to the restaurant.
Also, weird wine fact: normally, wine is about 3 to 4 times the price at a restaurant.
Duh, it's markup, it's business.
So you need to bring a purse wine. I think there's a purse that you put a bag in there, and it has like the little slot for the like bag spout, and you can just spout wine out of it.
Spout wine everywhere.
I feel like we could just make that. Just take a normal purse and a bag of friends and cut a hole in it.
You definitely could. I'm just saying, let's travel with our own.
Okay. Which one of us is going to carry the purse?
I will.
Okay.
He'll call it a satchel.
Yeah, well, just act like you're European. Nobody will question it. It'll just be a European carry-all. Yeah, exactly. I think Corey probably had the most interesting weekend. Corey, what did you get into?
took a trip down to Durango.
D-Town.
Yeah.
Alma mater.
Alma mater over here.
Skyhawks.
LC, Skyhawks.
Skyhawks.
Talons up, you know.
If you've never been, don't go. It sucks down there.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Don't visit, please.
My little brothers, Austin and Shane Nelson, big shout out. They're wannabe wine guys. They're working on it. But to be fair,
I don't know which one of them.
Are they twins?
Yeah, they're twins.
You have twin brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which one of them, but one of them was the one who tipped me off on the LeBron wine guy. So shouts to him. Shane.
But they graduated. So we turned up down there, got pretty crazy 2 days straight. I acted like I was still in college. So
it's a good town to do it in.
Man, some of those bars, they don't even ID people to get in there. So it's different living. People smoking in the bars.
Like,
it's weird.
Like marijuana?
Oh, well, no. There's that one bar that
Ciggies?
You can smoke
cigs
in.
Oh, yeah, Roadhouse. Nice.
Roadhouse. That's
do some
what
purple
it's called.
Fuckers.
Purple fuckers.
Yep.
Buy a couple cigs off the bouncer. There's like, it's weird. It's a really weird place. But
sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, it's cool. I liked it a lot. And then.
Yeah, you would love it. You can just walk in and bang heaters all night.
If I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, if you wanted to,
you can just smoke cigarettes through the smoke that's in the air, secondhand yeah. smoke. Like, yeah, it's like smoking a pack in secondhand smoke.
We used to go in there in college and you would just run in as quick as you could and chug like 3 or 4 purple fuckers and run out before the smoke stuck to your clothes. Anything of note happen? Anything super special? Mm. I heard you had a legend savage from your
trip. You want me to launch into it?
Launch right into it.
All
man.
Right, well,
get
so,
in there.
You know, it's graduation weekend. Everybody's going out. Everybody's families who come up to Durango are going out. So we went to, I think it's called Pongo's Pool Hall.
Pool Hall.
Well, that place was like the dance floor extended down into the pool tables. It was fucking crazy.
Fun fact about Pongo's, it was the place you could go if you either wanted to get stabbed or shot. It was New Mexico's favorite bar.
Oh, that makes me really happy that I was in the middle of the dance floor that night. But anyway, so we leave, you know, bar closes, we leave, and there's all this ruckus, and there's like this big group of people, and I'm like, what's going on? And this guy said something to this girl, and she like sideswipes him across the head, like, boom, big old punch.
She gave him the hands?
Oh, man, she knocked him hard. And so everyone's talking shit. Other girls are talking shit to this girl. I start yelling "World Star" out. this girl comes back and
That's
goes after this
person.
Guy again, and he just puts his hands up, and she drops him again, and everyone's holding her back. He can't do anything because it's a girl, and she just was going after him.
Yeah, he's not Joe Mixon.
And Mixon? Yeah, is I mean, there is a big group. Yeah, he wasn't that guy, but it was pretty legendary of that girl to just kind of put the hurt on this guy and he couldn't do anything. And the cops rolled up and they just kind of watched it. And I just kept yelling "World Star." It was pretty awesome.
I love my favorite thing about Legend Savage of the Week is when you can't quite tell if the person is a legend or a savage. She sounds like both.
She definitely was both.
I like it. I love it.
Get you a girl who is both.
I love that. Does anybody else have a Legend Savage of the Week?
Yeah, mine's a legend.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's seen on Barstool and SportsCenter. There's an eighth grader named Luke Terry. He has one arm and he plays catcher.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was just the most mind-boggling
Incredible.
Thing ever.
He has a crazy glove flip right
yeah.
before he launches.
Yeah. And
he drops the glove while throwing the ball up in the air, catches it, and then chucks it.
It's so fast.
It's incredible.
He is a legend.
It kind of makes you feel like shit that you're not even, like, I'm not even that good at baseball with two hands. And that kid is better than me with one.
So I played catcher my entire life, and I definitely wasn't as good as that kid is at throwing the ball down.
Yeah,
I'm just a little concerned that if somebody tries to steal home while he pulls that move, his glove's just laying on the ground. He's got to run over there, go grab it. I'm a little worried about people stealing home.
Does anyone know the name of the professional baseball player who had one arm?
No, I told you I don't follow baseball.
Jim Abbott.
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't miss trivia questions.
Whatever, baseball nerds. Baseball's for nerds.
He was a pro pitcher with one arm. One arm.
He is a legend.
He is a legend. Yes.
You knowing about it makes you a nerd.
That's. I like being a nerd.
Yeah, call me a nerd one more time.
Nerd.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on. What are we moving on to?
Some questions for Corey.
Okay, yeah, let's dive in.
Into the interview.
I got a question for you. Bigtimeblog.org. What is it? Hit us with that elevator pitch.
Oh, here we go. Okay. bigtimeblog.org. Basically, got a little bit of an inspiration from you guys to, you know, do something with the internet. You know, is at our grasp, so we might as well do something with it. So
that's true. I heard the internet's blowing up these days.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy, I feel like, to get big off the internet if you do something right that, you know, no one else is doing. So we're like, all right, we're going to start a podcast. Me and my roommates, give them a shout out, Court Siegel, Mikey Burgess, Dan Driscoll. Anyway, and
anyway,
you know, everyone asks for shout outs, so I'm trying to do them quick. But anyway, we're like, we'll do a podcast and we'll talk about sports and we'll talk about comic books and we'll talk about video games and we'll talk about movies. And I was like, all right, guys, let's pump the brakes here. We can't have a podcast about a million different things because who the hell is going to want to listen to that? Yeah, you need your niche or whatever. Is it niche or
niche? You say niche? I say niche.
Niche?
It's both.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's like niche and potato, potato.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know where I learned that? In science class.
What?
Niche.
Why would you learn that in science class?
Fuck.
That's a weird place to learn that.
I don't remember. I think it had something to do with habitats, like a niche habitat.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
No, it 100% is.
Okay, I believe you. I don't want you to have to look it up.
We're going to roll with it.
Yeah, we're going to roll with it.
Sounds good. But so I said, well, why don't we just start a blog? It's not going to cost us anything. Well, it costs us a little bit of money. But you got to host the website. Stuff I did.
They're minimal fees.
I didn't see that coming.
But it's like a round of shots at the bar.
I mean, basically, you know, we said we'll just post whatever we want if we could get, you know, a following. And I also started looking at Barstool and I was like, wow, man, I mean, their fucking numbers are bigger than ESPN now at this point almost, like views and the content they put out and stuff. So I was like, well, we'll just go after our own blog attack and we're trying it. It's hard. It's not easy.
Hey, you know what? For the loyal listeners that have listened to us all the way through, you can already tell we're on episode 8. We have made leaps and strides to get better compared to the first few episodes.
And bounds.
Those two.
And we're still probably not.
And we still suck, kind of.
I think we'll always suck.
Yeah.
We're stuck in the D League right now. We're just trying to get in the NBA.
Hey, you know
what?
We
get our shot.
You know what? Hey, we're learning, you know, and it's part of the journey. Part of the journey. So
I think you guys are doing great.
It's passion.
I want to say that I watched your first vlog video.
It's a vlog.
A vodcast. Yeah. It was sort of a video podcast blog.
It was their happy hour.
Yeah, that thing. I watched the first one. I enjoyed the debate. Really good editing, by the way. The zoom-ins on the faces were awesome. I'd also like to just say
the
something.
The discount double check was real.
Yeah, the zoom-in on the discount double check belt move was good. I want to say something, though. I didn't know that was Court for like the first 3 minutes of that podcast.
You know, he shaved his head,
yeah,
and a lot of people were like, oh my God, who's that bald guy? And I was like, that's Court. And they're like, oh, he shaved his head. I just couldn't tell it was him. So, yeah, I think I was saying blog is doing a blog is hard because I'm running the social media and I'm also editing the videos and filming the videos and making sure that posts go up and are like edited and stuff. So, you know,
hey, I'm right there with your sister.
Man, here's what I thought today. Something dropped that I was like, oh, we should be blogging about this. And I was like, in the middle of work, and I was texting my roommates, my employees, not my employees, I guess, because we're all
co-hosts.
Yeah, co-contributors, I guess. Yeah. And I was like, you guys got to blog about this. This is big. And they're like, yeah. They didn't do anything. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll get the YouTube video and I'll put it on Facebook and Twitter, and then I'll go on as myself and share it with everybody else. So
the hard knock life out there.
Yeah. But
you got to get big somehow, right?
It's all about that grind.
Well, you guys are already big, big time blog.
Yeah, you guys started big. Rise and grind, you know, you got to get on there. That's sort of speaking of us sucking at pods, this kind of leads me into our next topic, which is iTunes reviews, because we have a lot of really good reviews on the site, but recently, let's just say the Wine Guys got put in a body bag.
Dun dun dun.
We got our first 1-star review.
It was epic.
It was.
Or it is epic.
It is epic.
Honestly, it might be my favorite review.
Yeah, it's better than all the 5 stars, honestly. Because, you know what? It was the first. It might have been the first review from someone who doesn't know us specifically.
I think that's 100%.
Which was fantastic. So speaking of the review, Pat, you got it pulled up? You ready to read it?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right, here's Pat reading reviews.
First of all, the title is called. The title just says crap.
How many stars?
1 star.
And I think that's because you can't get 0.
The name of the person is Shocked 558. All right.
At least he thought it was going to be good. Like, he was shocked.
He was really shocked at how bad it was.
It's like, holy.
I mean, these guys have a good logo. They have a great name.
Yeah. Okay,
this is going to be good.
Dive into it.
10 seconds of that wine was spicy, in quotes, and the rest seems like stoner gibberish. I really can't believe this made it to iTunes. Absolutely terrible. I suppose anybody can buy a website. Holy crap. I still can't believe this was recorded.
Shout out to Shocked.
Yeah,
Shocked.
That's a hands down.
Unfortunately, he's probably not. He or she. Could be a she.
Could be she.
They are not probably going to listen to another episode, so they're not going to know that they just got shouted out, but shout out to Shocked Fire.
We're just
going to
rumble some more stone gibberish at you.
It's just an all-time, it's an all-time roast. We got to put in an absolute body bag, mainly because none of us are stoned. We haven't
been. God, no.
And we haven't been for any of the episodes.
And I thought your spicy take on wine was real.
It is real.
It probably was spicy.
It was from the heart.
Yeah, it probably was spicy.
But you also think ketchup is spicy.
So? Doesn't mean it's not.
It's true.
It's all relative, you know, to each their own.
So, back to Corey.
Oh, yeah, Pat, do you have a question for him?
Yeah, I have my boring question that I ask everyone. How did you get into wine, and what is your first experience with wine?
That's a tough one.
I know.
Hmm.
It's the easy one, but it's the hard one.
It's... Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect way to put it. Man. My mom used to drink white wine, so I probably stole a couple of bottles from her and drank that. Because, you know, you got to get the fix when you're in high school, whatever you can get.
The fixin'.
I remember the first time that I had red wine, I was in Mesquite. And
Nevada?
Yes.
Wait.
Nice. Is Mesquite mm-hmm. in Nevada or Utah?
It's in Nevada.
Nevada.
It's in
Nevada.
It's right
and I was
it's right on the border.
I was 15 or 16, and we were trying to get alcohol because we only had brought in like 16 beers, and we were with our parents or whatever, and we were trying to get alcohol, and we're walking through the hallways, and there's like a half bottle of wine that was drank the night before, like outside somebody's room.
Do you remember
to be,
what
like,
color it
up.
Was?
The bottle?
Didn't you say white wine?
No, it was red.
Oh, it was
my
red
first
wine.
Time. My
oh,
first
so,
time
he
having
stole
red.
White from his mom.
Oh, right. The first time having red.
Oh, red.
We were walking through the hotel room, and I was like, "Hey, there's a half bottle of red wine. They're waiting for the room service to clean it up. Let's steal this and drink it." And I remember drinking it. And I was like, "Probably shouldn't have drank it." But that, and then I mean, you guys got me fully into wine. Now I'm fully invested. I mean, I like drink it at least twice a week.
Yeah, I love getting your snaps.
I just do it for you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I need to add you on Snap.
I get real excited when I see a screenshot from Max. I'm like, yes, he's going to do something with the picture I sent him.
Yeah, man. It probably goes up on our Insta story.
Follow us. At Wine Guys Guys. Yep.
Just on Instagram. We've ditched Snapchat. Snapchat is dying. Send me the ones on Snapchat or Instagram. Doesn't matter, but they're going to get posted on Instagram. So keep your eyes peeled. Ben, you got a question for Corey?
Yeah, sure. I got a question. So you're a noted rock guy. I want to.
Not
know.
Rock music, like rocks.
Yeah, like rocks.
Like stones.
Like
on
a
the
rock
ground.
Query.
Yeah.
Query? Quarry.
Where can the people Whatever. Find you?
It's not a line of
you
rocks.
Wanna, you know, you want to know where Could you be. Can find me? Okay. This is a great segue. my internet alias is Rock Quarry. Q-U-A-R-R-Y. You know, that's a play on words, Rock Quarry. I think there's a 9 after it on Twitter, and it's Rock Quarry Photos on Instagram, and then there's Rock Quarry 9 somewhere else. Oh, Snapchat. So.
Oh, by the way, for the listeners, definitely give Corey a follow on Instagram. He is currently doing the 365 challenge, so you will get a photo from him a day, and some of them are awesome. Some of them... Corey gets a little lazy.
The one tonight is going to be horrible.
I still vote. The one of the beer 2 days ago.
Last night.
The one of just the beer was... That one. At least you were honest in the caption and said I'm pretty lazy, but all time still is the one of the party where I think you were just standing swaying in the kitchen and you just took a picture of the counter with like three empty beer cans. Didn't bother to filter it. Didn't do shit.
Hey, candid photos are the best.
Yeah, candid photos of inanimate objects.
If I can comment, please. You know, I took this on as a New Year's Eve resolution because I had a camera, and I'm really regretting.
They're actually called New Year's resolutions. It's not the E. That's the party.
This is my New Year's Eve resolution. I'm gonna do it for a couple hours and then forget about it.
Well, I was drunk on New Year's Eve when I decided I wanted to do it. So
you know what, though, New Year's resolutions aren't supposed to be easy. Okay.
I know you guys forgot where we were, but I was going to ask a question about rocks.
About
5 minutes ago. So I want to know, what's your best rock story? You got a rock story?
I mean, I have a lot of rock stories.
We just want the best one.
Oh, man. Jeez Louise, the best one, huh?
I hope it has to do with a car and you throwing a rock at a car.
Well, I mean, if you guys want me to tell a story about throwing rocks at a car, but that's not really interesting. That's everyone did that when they were.
Where's the coolest cave you've ever been to?
I don't really like caves because they could fall in on you at any time. I went into like an abandoned mine shaft during my field camp, and I stepped in for a second, and I was like, "Yeah, we probably shouldn't be in here, man."
I feel like that's as dangerous as it gets being a geologist, isn't it?
Like a cave falling in on you?
Yeah. I mean, like how... we're talking about being a geologist. We're talking about rocks. Like, what's the most dangerous level of being a geologist? Well, I mean,
yeah, if you were on the oil rig, you know, like the back pressure from down the well...
Okay, that's,
like shoot
that's pretty legit.
And, like... take people's arms off and stuff if you're too close to the well. I've heard
that's pretty cool.
I never been on a well, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what is that movie with Mark Wahlberg where the
Deepwater Horizon?
Shit fucking back pressures up and then everything catches on fire and blows up.
Mark
and he's
Wahlberg
like,
is on a serious like make a movie about some kind of like disaster. He went from Deepwater Horizon to Patriot, Boston Marathon bombing, like
Transformers.
Transformers, one of the biggest natural disasters of all time when aliens came.
They literally destroy city after city, just fighting each other.
And the Transformers like...
and they...
yeah. Wait, how did that go?
One-time thing.
Okay. Okay.
I just bring back childhood memories of getting Transformers in my McDonald's kids meal.
What about her? Oh, Fredo just said Megan Fox.
That's the hottest take I've heard tonight.
Yeah. And that's what we get. Speaking of producer Fredo, he's all the way back from his vacation.
Which
nice
one?
Of you to be here. Yeah, nice of you to show up this week. All right, let's move into everybody's favorite segment, huh?
Your favorite segment.
I think this is everybody's favorite segment. This is one that the listeners can join in on. Because Friday is... Cinco de Drinko. In the spirit, we picked up some Mexican-themed foods to pair with our wines. So
Taco Bell.
From our favorite local tiny little cantina, Taco Bell, we have cheesy gordita crunch. Cheesy gordita crunches versus cinnamon twists. So... We got sweet versus savory. We also accidentally drank all of the 19 Crimes wine already, so we will be pairing this with a nice. What are we pairing this with, Ben?
Oh, me and Corey still have some 19 Crimes, but you guys are going to be drinking a Black Box Pinot Noir.
Black Box Pinot Noir.
Yeah, boxed wine.
Yeah, boxed wine.
We should probably keep it. Even so, I'll just chug this wine so I can get into that too.
I'll tell you how it tastes with the 19 Crimes.
Okay. Let's dive in.
Let's get it. Pat, you getting tacos? Here, you guys go tacos first. Me and Corey will go with the cinnamon twists.
Okay. And as we figured out last week, you got to eat the food with the wine in your mouth. You got to mix it at the same time.
That's how I always eat.
Not gonna lie, pretty good with cinnamon twists. It basically just fills in the air where the
I took way too big of a bite.
It's kinda like a donut, but crunchy. And I'm a big fan. Cinnamon and wine, I give it an A.
It's like just adding cinnamon to the cinnamon. Red wine. Cinnamon to the red wine. The crunchiness, I give it an A+.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Are you just really happy about the cheesy gordita, or are you
No.
with the wine too?
No.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm really on the fence about this one.
We're going to need the tacos over here.
Mmm.
Pat's not going to give up his cheesy gordita.
That's fantastic.
He doesn't want to give it up.
You don't like it?
I hate it. It's not good.
Get it with the cinnamon twist.
All right, we're moving on to cinnamon twist. Let's see how this one goes. Okay. The wine definitely makes the cheesy gordita crunch spicier. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. It definitely takes the cheesy gordita crunch up a notch.
This is like putting the fire sauce on Max's cheesy gordita, but it's just actually wine.
Oh, shit. Cinnamon twist with black box Pinot. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I can't stop.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm not going to lie, the cheesy gordita is not that bad. Maybe I'm stoked that I'm eating a cheesy gordita.
Yeah, wait, did you take mine? Wait, don't eat all.
Fredo's chugging.
Oh, God damn it.
Al's eating yours.
God damn it. This is actually my dinner.
Our one viewer is just crushing tacos.
Let's go. I want rapid fire. Give us your votes. Go, Pat.
Cheesy gordita, then cinnamon. Wine number one, though.
You had two different wines?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Anyways,
cheesy gordita and then cinnamon.
I'm 1,000% going cinnamon twists.
This was a tough competition, but I'm giving it a split decision with maybe the cinnamon just barely edging it out. Corey, what do we got here?
Wait, so then cinnamon won?
Oh, I picked cinnamon. Cinnamon, definitely.
So 3-1 cinnamon?
I think I just like the cheesy gordita.
Yeah, I think you were just. I think you just really like the food.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I think you just. Really
I haven't
like
had Taco Bell in months.
This Kung Fu Girl. You're right. My mouth is not dry. It's very moist. It's it's a completely different flavor
it is.
Right now.
It's a kick, like a Kung Fu kick.
Let's talk about this week. This weekend, it's Friday. You're going to be listening to this at work probably on Friday. So if you have a chance and you want to come drink with the Wine Guys, we will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo at the Rapids game. You can catch us there, supporter section, getting just wiling out. That's Friday. Saturday, we got a little tea time going off. You can catch us at Park Hill if you want to come hit the links with us. What do you got going on, Corey?
The Rapids are MLS, by the way. Not many people know that.
If they don't know, then
don't you know?
Then don't come.
Don't sit with us.
Yeah, you can't sit with
you
us.
You can't sit with us.
I am going to Vegas tomorrow.
Holy shit.
7
for real?
7:30 flying out. Oh yeah, we got to celebrate. Yeah, got to celebrate the twins' graduation.
Your first Vegas trip?
This will be my third Vegas trip, so I am a seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
First for the twins, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the twins out for their first time. It's going to be pretty loomy.
You're popping their grapes?
Their grapes are going to be popped. They are already asking me what to pack and what kind of clothes they need to be wearing. So, I told them dress classy because we're going to be getting all the fine bitches out
Man
there.
Man thongs.
Dress shoes.
You mean baddies? Yeah.
You need dress shoes.
Baddies,
they will not let
me.
You into the club.
Star baddies. So yeah, peep the Snapchat RockQuarry9. It's gonna be a hell of a story.
Yeah, I hope to see a lot of snaps of you guys in big time Vegas clubs. XS, Hakkasan. I want to see you guys sending us snaps inside the club drinking wine.
I've been to Hakkasan once. It was all right.
The place kind of is average, but
really big.
No, it's pretty small.
It's Kentucky Derby also this weekend, so you best believe I'm going to be betting on some horses.
Oh,
this is like the biggest sports weekend of the whole year.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a huge fight this weekend. I don't know anything about boxing, but I know a couple guys will be brawling. There's going to be a couple horsies running around a track. There's NBA playoffs. There's hockey playoffs. There's a golf tournament. There is literally everything this weekend. It's absolutely
there's baseball.
There's also
Oh yeah,
baseball.
And there's baseball.
Well, one meaningless game probably this weekend for every team.
Yeah, baseball should just take the weekend off because like no one, people are going to be stoked about the MLS.
I'm going to bet on everything. So if you guys need some bets put down, I'll be your bookie.
You got a lock of the weekend? Lock bet.
What's the big bet you're looking at? What's the big one?
Well, I haven't really like broke down the Kentucky Derby just yet.
It's American Pharoah Racing.
I wish. If it
American
was
American Pharoah's retired, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I
that
wish.
That dude's just sitting on a farm just getting just impregnating horses left and right.
Congratulations on the sex, American Pharoah.
Well, unfortunately, I
don't think they do have sex.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that he doesn't actually get to have sex.
No. He doesn't.
No, they just
it's too dangerous. Yeah. It's too like, dangerous really for him to like hurt himself in the act. So he has a facilitator, I believe.
Was it like Silicon Valley? I saw some TV show and these horses were humping it out and the horse was just making
I mean horses have sex. That's a thing. It's just he doesn't.
He was the prized athlete that just got to go just on a sexcapade, I guess that would be called.
Yeah, that's a TV show. They can't afford. He gets paid something stupid like $50,000 per insemination or something insane.
I'm pretty sure what they do is they just bring like a female horse around and he gets excited.
Yeah.
And then someone goes out there and just rubs him off.
And just takes him, just fluffs him.
How much do you make per jizz there, Corey?
What?
He's getting, how much
what?
Do I make?
Wait, what?
He's getting paid $50,000 to
I wish I got paid $50,000 and I would be a millionaire. Only a millionaire though. I stopped.
I'm not very good at math, but
what are those signs?
That's a lot.
That's only a couple of times.
Yeah,
I've been trying to think of this the witty comment for where the horse ejaculates, but I can't think of what it's called. The science. It's like a cylinder. Oh, beaker.
A beaker?
Yeah. God damn it.
That's what you were trying to think of.
Yeah.
Not where my brain was going at all. But you guys have been drinking a lot longer than I have, so.
Yeah.
I had a question. If you could be a type of wine that someone else was going to drink, which wine would you be? Go.
Wait, so I'm getting drank by somebody?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you're in the bottle. Like, you know that movie where Seth Rogen's a hot dog?
Sausage party.
So you're, like, in the liquor store, and you're just, like, a bottle of wine. Which one would you be?
Max, lead us off.
But you can't go off of, like... Oh, well, this is my favorite wine. You gotta give me something else, man. You can't just say, well, I like this wine. That's why I would be it. Give me some detail.
I'd definitely be a Chardonnay because I'd be going home with a lot of moms.
Oh, my God. That was not where I was expecting to go, but I love it.
But that was, I stand corrected. That's the hottest take I've heard tonight.
Pat, your girlfriend's in the other room.
That's all right. He asked me what type of wine I'd be, so I'd be a Chardonnay because...
This isn't real life, Max. He can be whoever he wants to be.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Seth Rogen was a hot dog.
Yeah, we're speaking in hypotheticals, so continue.
No, that was it.
That's the only reason? Just because you're... Okay, cool.
Yeah. I get taken off the shelves a lot.
Yeah.
Shelves.
Oh, my God. I wish I didn't have to follow that one up. Yes.
Go ahead. Good luck.
Okay,
I'll take over.
Yeah, you go. I don't know.
I'll be a box of wine.
Okay.
Because I just like to party, and so whoever picks me up off the shelf, I know they're going to have a good time.
So you're saying you're all about the dirty girls?
No, probably just the alcoholics.
Which relates to dirty girls.
Or the fun people.
The dirty girls.
I'm gonna go.
Some people are dirty girls.
I'm gonna go on a similar line. Similar line, except I'm gonna go with Carlo Rossi because I'm cheap.
Ooh, that's very literal.
Yes,
so you're a slutty wine.
Sure, I'm just cheap. I'm a lot of bang for the buck.
He's like Franzia,
aka slutty wine.
Yeah, exactly. $10 gallon. That's me. So, I don't know.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Drink margaritas, tequila.
Drink some Mexican wine.
Yeah.
It's a thing. They make
wine. I was researching it.
What is that? What's Mexican wine?
It's wine that's wine made in Mexico.
Made in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
From grapes grown
in Mexico. In Mexico.
In Mexico.
And
drink some tequila.
Yes.
Tecate, Corona, Dos Equis.
Mix some tequila with some wine.
Pacifico.
Modelo.
That's my beer. I like Pacifico.
Mm. All right.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Blog.org.
My final thought is I want to see people drinking wine in their fancy hats for the Derby.
Ooh.
I just want to see people in their Sunday's best.
Fuck mint juleps. Drink wine.
Juleps.
Wine juleps?
We're making it a thing.
Okay. Send me pictures of you drinking wine juleps.
What would that even be?
I think you just put a mint leaf in a mint leaf in a wine glass.
Oh, right? See you guys next Friday.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye, family.
See ya. Bigtimeblog.org.